Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today we have on the show with us Discovery Institute fellow Cornelius Hunter, a graduate of the University of Illinois where he earned a PhD in biophysics and computational biology. He's an adjunct professor at Biola University as well as William Jessop University and the author of the award-winning Darwin's God, Evolution and the Problem of Evil. Dr. Hunter's books also include Darwin's Proof and his newest book is Science's Blind Spot. Dr. Hunter's interest in the theory of evolution involves the historical and theological as well as scientific aspects of the theory. So, Dr. Hunter, thanks for coming on ID the Future.
Well, thank you, Casey. I'm glad to be here again.
Yeah, we always enjoy having you on. And today, the occasion for bringing you on the show is a new website you've put up about some failed predictions of Darwinian evolution. But before we get into some of the scientific meat of that website, I wanted to talk to you just about sort of generally, why did you decide to make a website on the predictions of evolution?
Well, right. So there are a lot of books and websites and other materials talking about evolution, whether they're positive or negative, evaluating the theory. And that's good. There's a lot of different ways to evaluate theories. But, you know, the very basic fundamental way that science works is to predict. So scientists come up with ideas, they observe the world, they come up with theories, and then they need to come up with predictions. That's the key step in science. Once you have a hypothesis in hand, you make predictions about what's going to happen in the next experiment. What would happen in a different situation? The ability to explain, the explanatory power is key for science. It's at the heart of the scientific method. And there just is kind of a lack of the testing of evolution's predictions. You don't see that out in the literature very much. They're mentioned here and there, but I thought there really was a need to get in one place the fundamental predictions of evolution and what they say. Not that I have all of them in there by any means, but need to start building up that list. And when you do that, you need to be careful because there's right ways and there's wrong ways to handle predictions. Philosophers have something they call naive falsificationism. And that's where you interpret a false prediction as a falsification of the theory. The theory predicts X. X is not observed. Y is observed. Theory must be false. Well, that's true according to logic, but that's not the way science works. Science is a more nuanced, more malleable. Theories can be adjusted to false or erroneous predictions. A wrong prediction does not necessarily make a wrong theory. At the other end of the spectrum, there's the opposite mistake of inferring a true prediction as implying that the theory is true. So that's a logical fallacy, affirming the consequence. So true predictions do not make true theories. The flat earth theory makes all kinds of true predictions. No one would think that the earth is flat. So you need to be careful about predictions. What's helpful in looking at the predictions of a theory is to step back and look at trends and look at, in the long run, how does it perform? What is the explanatory power? And is it right most of the time? Is it wrong most of the time? And especially, how confident were the predictions held? Were the predictions held with great confidence, or were they maybe one prediction of competing predictions held only by a particular camp? So my idea here for this website was to collect predictions carefully, predictions that would pass through several criteria. I wanted predictions that were held by the consensus. They were not a particular faction, but rather widely held by all leading evolutionists. There was no debate about it. This was mainstream evolutionary science. I wanted a wide range of predictions in different categories, so we weren't focusing in on just one aspect of the theory. I wanted predictions that could be evaluated. They were objective. They made objective predictions, not just something vague that could be wishy-washy. And I wanted predictions that had been run to ground, predictions that science had come in and the new observations were available, and so that we do now know the answer. We do now know whether the prediction was true or false or somewhere in between, but we know that objectively, and it's really not controversial. There's actually, you know, in 150 plus years since Darwin wrote about his theory, we've had quite a few predictions, both from Darwin as well as from later evolutionists. So we've got a lot to draw from. Science has progressed tremendously since Darwin. We ought to be able to use that and compare it to the theory of evolution, see where we're going and just see how it's doing. You know, Darwin said that right in the introduction of his book, a fair result can be obtained only by fully stating and balancing the facts and arguments on both sides of each question. And his follower, Thomas Huxley, said we need to sit down before facts like a little child and be prepared to give up every preconceived notion, follow humbly wherever and to whatever abyss nature leads, or you shall learn nothing. So, yeah, good statements, good ideas there from Darwin and Huxley, and that's exactly the spirit that I wanted to follow in, taking them up on their sentiment and drop the idea that the theory must be true and drop the idea that it must be false. Let's just take the theory seriously, take it at its word, and look at the predictions that have been made unambiguously in the literature, and let's just slow down and let's just lay those out and get the science out and get the observations out. Just be careful here, be good accountants, and compare what has happened. And it's pretty interesting when you do that. And what I've got here so far is 23 fundamental predictions of evolution. And I'll be adding more in the future. There are plenty more. But these are fundamental. These are big pillar predictions of the theory and held confidently and universally, essentially, universally by evolutionists. Well documented in the literature, textbooks, popular books, papers, journal papers, research papers. So there's really no question that these are legitimate predictions of the theory. And they've failed. They've failed badly. And it's not ambiguous. These aren't questions. So there's a real strong trend here that the theory that states that the species arose via natural law and strictly by natural law and chance events has had difficulty in its explanatory power and explaining as a guide to how the world works. It's been having difficulty. It's been failing badly. So that's why I got interested in putting this together.
So, Dr. Hunter, I think that we want to go through many of the predictions of Darwin's theory that you have on your website. The website URL, by the way, is a little bit long. It's sites.google.com/site/Darwin's predictions. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to link to it from this podcast's posts at idthefuture.com. So if you go to the ID the Future homepage and look for this podcast, we'll have a link to your website for Darwin's predictions. But before we get into some of the meat, because I think, Dr. Hunter, we're going to have to pick that up in a second podcast here, I want to ask you just a question. You talked about naive falsificationism, the idea that it's easy to falsify a theory with maybe one single falsified prediction, or that it's easy to prove a theory through one successful prediction. Do you see evolutionists behaving in sort of this naive falsificationist manner with respect to their theory?
Yeah, occasionally. I think all camps have those weaknesses and they want to see their theory as true so they can have their weak moments. I'm not sure that evolutionists are guilty of that often. I think that the bigger problem is they have a preconception that the theory is true. They're operating off of a very confident position. They're on top of the mountain, so to speak. So there really isn't so much of a need to even think about why or whether the theory is true often. It's often just simply a given. So you have kind of a lack of critical thought about the theory, I think. That's more often the problem.
So, Dr. Hunter, you also have a blog that's darwins-god.blogspot.com. Is it possible that you could link to your Darwin's Predictions website from your blog so people can find it there?
Yes, thank you, Casey. In fact, that's what I've done. So as well as your link from the podcast site, I do have a link from my blog. So people who are familiar with going to my blog can see the link right there at the top right. and then go to the prediction stage from there.
Okay, great. That will make it easy for people to find the website. Again, it's Darwin's Predictions. If you want to find the link, just go to Dr. Hunter's blog, which is darwins-god.blogspot.com. Okay, well, Dr. Hunter, we're going to pick up in the next podcast a discussion of some of Darwin's failed predictions. So stay tuned more with Dr. Cornelius Hunter on ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.